It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You are back.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh my gosh, in one piece. Let me check all your arms and legs.
I think so.
You're back.
I think I'm in one piece.
And it's like I don't know what do you call that? Parang siyang piecemeal. Like
what?
About like for 4 days it was me and Gino. And then Friday it was
Sarah and Andre.
And then today it's you and me. So bukas, hopefully it's going to be the three of us.
Tomorrow it's just going to be you two.
Ayun na naman.
Yeah, but hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
You know, I'm so sore about the Patrick J. Adams.
I know, right?
I can't believe it.
And everyone was like, even the people over at...
Solar?
Yeah, they were like, diba si Del Leon?
Yes! I know, I was so like, I could see the pictures and I'm like, this is not happening.
And then he said, you know what, it's my tradition to hug and kiss everyone who interviews me. So sorry, Dan.
He did not say that. Oh man!
You'd probably jump off the building.
Oh man! I was like, and I had so many things to ask him about season two.
My gosh!
How was he?
Oh, he was.
Of course,
nice.
We're talking about Mike Ross of Suits.
Yeah, he was very nice. You could tell that he was already tired,
yeah.
But he was really so nice.
He's so hot, isn't he?
You know what? He looks so much better. No, let me put it this way: he looks younger on TV.
Yes.
In person, he's like, oh, you know, he doesn't look as boyish.
Yeah.
But he's better looking in person.
Uh-huh.
I mean, older but better looking.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes, yes.
Like it's actually possible.
Mm.
But he reminds me so much of Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that sort of...
That boyish, sort of
like geeky, but not nerdy.
But I'm surprised that he's 6'3".
He was tall. He was tall.
Right?
Yeah. Not 6'3".
Not 6'3"?
A little shorter, like around 6'1". 6'3" was Hayden Koh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Hayden was 6'3".
Hayden was really like... You'd really feel like a dwarf. With Patrick... He was just taller,
okay,
but not super duper tall.
And he's thin.
He's very thin.
Uh-huh.
And, but yeah, because I guess his character is like a kid. You know, his character is like a kid.
Yeah.
You're not expecting him to be so tall.
Yes, yes.
Or,
on TV, he doesn't look tall.
Or maybe everyone else is just so tall.
So
much
tall.
Like much
right.
taller than him.
Right,
That's why he seems small.
Okay.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did the interview go?
It was fun.
Really?
It was
Is
so
he
much
sharp?
Fun. Yeah.
Is
and
he?
It was funny. It was really fun. I mean, he was here before in
what?
Cebu when he was 15 years old, 14 years old.
What was he doing here?
No, because his dad was like a journalist or something or a call or a journalist.
A reporter or
and
something?
And he had to go here to Cebu for something, for work. And he was here. And he did his first like... intro dive.
Oh, in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
Wow, how nice. I'm still sore.
And they went
it.
And they went diving. Here.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. They would
mean this
they, yeah,
this visit.
With Troyan.
With who?
Troyan Belisario. The one in the
okay,
Liars,
PLL.
Girlfriend. And
oh, that's his girlfriend?
Yes.
I didn't know.
That's
that.
Why it's the two of them.
Oh my gosh. She's his girlfriend?
Yes.
That bitch.
We as, met her too.
As if I had any chance, right?
And we
I'm
met
just
her
kidding.
Too.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
And no, but that's the thing. What do you call this? They, of course, it was secret. They didn't say where, but supposedly after the whole interview stuff,
the press junket,
they were going to. Some said Palawan, some said Boracay, but the buzz was Palawan.
Isn't she so lucky?
Yeah, he seems like a really nice. No, let me put it this way. Eventually,
well, nice, but kind of off center.
Yes.
If you follow him on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
his posts are always like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like that.
I tweeted nga eh. It's so meant to be. Sabi namin, we're interviewing half Adams and kami ni Gina Boy, half Eves. Tamang tama.
I beg to disagree.
Tamang tama.
One of you is holy. I'm not saying who.
Which is which. But it was fun. It was so much fun.
I hate it. I hate it. I watch it and
And only like three, groups
interviewed him.
Nang one-on-one. It was only Ricky Lo, Rappler, and us.
Oh my God. I know, right? I hate this.
I know. And the timing.
You know, I know. I really, really have to make someone pay. I'm vindictive
Is that how it works?
Yes, that's how it works. Somebody will have to pay a missed chance to see Patrick J. Adams.
Diba?
Yes.
Well, anyway, it was really, it was loads of fun. He was really nice.
So any word on when your interview is going to air?
Well, no, it's with us. We have our, we couldn't video it though.
Oh, you couldn't?
Yeah, we were supposed to. We were all ready and then we found out that, you know, no interviews, just audio.
Okay.
You can only record audio. So hopefully when Gina Boy gets back, because remember I had to leave them on.
Yeah, immediately.
Once. The interview was Wednesday and he had to leave by Thursday. Right? So I don't know. Hopefully he can get it edited
okay,
and everything.
Okay, we'll keep you guys posted.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Happy birthday to Stan Magno. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's just saying all alone today, but RXTMR is going to keep me company. Happy birthday. Okay, the top 10 for today goes like this. Thank you to Chenong for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 five-word fantasy.
Five-word fantasy.
Ang example niya, magising katabi si Christine Reyes.
Well, I know a lot of guys who would fantasize about the same thing.
So, what is your fantasy?
What is your fantasy?
Doesn't have to be sexy fantasy. It can be like
any.
You know, yeah, any fantasy. But say in five words. Diba? Five word fantasy.
Ako, ulitin ang interview with Patrick.
Sige. Sige, tuloy mo yan.
Ulitin ang interview with Patrick.
Kaya, ano Patrick Garcia?
Patrick Star.
Patrick Star. Patrick Starfish.
Hindi, we know na.
Oh, sige, fine.
Basta ganang trip, ganon.
The top 10 five-word fantasy. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five-word fantasy. Five as in F-I-V-E.
Okay, five-word fantasy. 6:18, we're starting a little late, but let's do it.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hey, Monday. Yeah, this is them with candles at 6:18 on this Monday morning, March 4. You got CND now, RX 93.1. Hello, good morning, everybody. It's time for the news. But before we do, can we just say a belated happy birthday to someone who turned 18?
Yes.
To Trishy.
Trishy.
Salvador.
Yes.
The girl you always call Trashy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And to Pauline. I hosted her debut last Saturday.
Oh.
To Pauline Ramos. Well, happy birthday. And to Yonti Fian over the weekend.
Yes,
it was
I
her
heard.
Birthday. Happy birthday.
So belated happy birthday. All right, we got the news. Whoa. Love can be fickle for young people, and it seems that British singer Harry Styles is ready to move on from his failed romance with Taylor Swift. The One Direction star is reportedly begging mutual friends to introduce him to actress Jennifer Lawrence, who won Best Actress last weekend at the Academy Awards. Styles became enamored with America's Sweetheart after watching her receive the Oscar, according to femalefirst.co.uk. A source claims, quote, Styles loved her speech at the Oscars. He likes goofy girls and thinks it's hilarious that she fell over as she went to accept her award for Best Actress. And obviously, like most men, he thinks she's drop-dead gorgeous. He's been begging mutual friends who know Lawrence to put the word out for him so they can hook up next time they're in the same city.
Nice.
A friend close to the singer added, Styles is confident because he normally gets whichever girl he sets his sights on. Styles may have to stand in line to get Lawrence's attention. Jack Nicholson flirted with the actress during a backstage interview following the award show, telling her she bore a striking resemblance to an old flame of his.
Nah.
Well,
no, he interrupted their interview.
He interrupted the interview, yeah. Right. But, you know, Jennifer Lawrence was quoted, she was asked, like, we can't believe you're single.
Yeah.
And she says, and then she was asked, what would a guy have to do to get your attention? Mm. And she said, don't approach me. She doesn't like to be approached, which is why she says she's single. So Harry Styles will have to come up with something.
With some way.
Some way to get her attention because she's not interested.
And she was really cute. You know, like I didn't really have an opinion of her. Like, I don't love her. I don't... Mm-hmm. I'm not hating on her either.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this thing that I thought she was putting it on, this whole goofy thing that... That she was, you know, alam mo yung nagpapakool, yeah, nagpapakute. Yeah. And then I watched her backstage interview, and I'm like, oh, she's real.
She's real. She even said
she's not putting it on. Yeah, I mean, like, she's really crazy.
And they said, what was your first thought when you won the Oscar? And she said, it's a bad word. It's the F word.
Yes. No, the one that I found funniest was, did you ever think that you're peaking too early? Like, you know, you're so young and you already win, you know, after Hunger Games, you win an Academy Award. Do you fear that you were peaking too early? And then she has this look and she goes, well, now I do. Because you brought it up. And I was laughing in my head. I was like, you're right. If she wasn't thinking about it, and then you bring it up, it's like, gee, thanks.
You know what I love?
I just won an Oscar, and you're telling me I'm peaking too early.
What I loved about what she did at the Oscars was, you know when she fell, right?
Yeah.
Of course, Hugh Jackman and Bradley Cooper both quick on their
ran.
Feet. Yeah, yeah. They both ran. But she really stood on her own.
Yeah.
She wasn't looking for any kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
She stood on her own, and then she... She owned the moment, and when everybody stood up for her, she said, you're only doing that because you feel bad for me.
And she really reminds me of a young Helen Hunt.
Yeah, that type.
And it's so weird because she reminds me of Helen Hunt, even the movie reminds me
of Helen Hunt.
As good as it gets.
Ah,
you know, it's
right.
That quirky, it's like a collection of quirky people. And
I love the movie. I really love the movie. It's like...
Parang broken people.
You don't know. Actually, I didn't know anything about it. I made sure I didn't read the blurb.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure I didn't know anything about it except that who was starring in it. And so when you see it, you're like, what the heck is this? What's going on? Like, you're really venturing into the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't know is it's a love story.
Yeah.
It's a true blue, quirky love story.
So you caught it in the movie house?
In the States. That's the news! Gotta go! That's the news. We'll have more for you in the coming hours.
Welcome
Bye now.
Back.
That's the news. All right. You bitch.
What? I'm just asking, how did you watch
it?
Oh,
really?
Because it's showing na in your favorite theaters.
Oh, nga. Yun nga. Exactly.
Oh.
Oh.
Something na lang sa movie house.
Ang dilim nga sa theater. Gotta go. All right, more news happens here on the Morning Rush. Ang galing naman ng welcome back. Wow, how nice. All right, I'll have more news for you on this Monday morning. You got CND live and airborne on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Hindi ko kasi maasar ng bonggang bongga sila Andre and Sarah.
You're pulling your punches?
Yeah.
Mm.
So now that you're back, welcome back.
I feel like a punching bag.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. We are doing the Top 10 5-word fantasy.
Okay.
So you have to limit it to
just to five words.
But to explain your fantasy, whatever it is.
I like that the entries that will make it are even if it's just 5 words, it's pretty clear what you want.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And like we said, any kind of fantasy.
It could be a food fantasy, a vacation fantasy.
Anything fantasy. basically.
Okay.
All right. So let's start off with... Okay. Let's start off with... that guy marked X. Maging Superman for a day.
Oh, yeah.
As in like fly, punch a hole into a... A mountain.
A mountain. What else does he do?
Leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Doesn't he also see through walls?
Yes.
Right?
And underwear. He can.
I guess we know what you would do if you were Superman. He has
X-ray vision. I will. And then si Coengtor says, makuha kayamanan ni Bill Gates.
Right.
Diba? And
how rich is he?
I don't know.
Like
for
how
billions.
Yeah, I mean
o
how
lang ba? Baka meron na bang trillionaire?
I bet there are. I mean the way that inflation is.
Yeah,
I would think
so. Diba? That is true. I mean $1 million today is not the same as $1 million like in the 50s.
Exactly. Diba? Like nowadays if you say you're a millionaire in the Philippines, it doesn't mean all that much.
Yeah.
I mean it doesn't mean as the way it used to.
Yeah.
Like let's say in the 80s if you were a millionaire, that was that's super impressive.
Like sometimes that's also the argument with those long-term investments or in, let's say your insurance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, in 30 years
you'll have
you
this
have
much
this
money.
Much. And it's like, yeah, but in 30 years it could mean it, just
yeah, that would, yeah.
Let's see, you'll have 5 million pesos.
But 5 million won't be as much as how it is right now.
Exactly.
Like today.
In 35 years.
Yeah.
Diba? So, and also, Tonyo Marcopio says, matipuhan ni Del kahit maitim. Diba?
Hey, I like Jimon Hansu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jimon. How do we say it?
Jimon. Jimon Hansu. Also,
I think he's hot. I think he's super hot.
Yeah. Diba Kimora Lee?
Yes.
Well, they were together.
They were. And you guys told me that they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up. Cristiano Reynaldo says, sell your soul to devil.
Not mine.
Not mine, but yours.
So that you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it means.
Also, Kiko Monster says, 5-word fantasy? Sunday pa rin, tulog pa.
I agree.
How we wish, diba? Oh my gosh. And
I wish I could marry a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, diba? Live together for the rest of my life.
Kasi when it
with
was,
a weekend.
When it was Saturday, last Saturday, when I had to do a hosting, I was like, oh no, there's work tomorrow. And then I was like, oh, no, it's a Sunday.
Saturday,
so it
yeah.
made me feel so good, right?
And then
it's
you
like,
go.
And then on Sunday now, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. There's still one more day. Oh, it's a Sunday. It took me on a roller coaster ride. Nung Saturday, akala ko Sunday na. Nung Sunday, akala ko Saturday pa. So I was like, ugh. Ang hirap. Also, Call Me Jap says, kumain ng slimming red velvet.
I wish you could make
diba?
One. Yes.
As in red velvet, whatever, like cake or cupcake, and then papayat ka.
I was craving for a really good red velvet cake.
You know,
I mean, really good.
Yesterday, I saw and I tasted red velvet ice cream.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
I really want a cupcake right now.
You know, don't do this because I'm starting my regimen today, as in today, this morning.
Oh.
You should see my baon later. So
it's all healthy stuff?
Don't do this.
I know. Well, I have to do it too. Like, I need to eat healthy.
I have to be sexy.
Why?
By the end of the month.
Is that achievable?
Yes, it is. If you don't bombard me with cupcake stuff.
I know what to do by tomorrow. Buy a box full of those mini cupcakes.
Yes. I am Dre54 says, I will dump Taylor Swift. Para pagsulatan siya ng kanta. And the entry that caps off the bottom.
Sorry, didn't Harry dump her? It was, right? Because she's sore.
Really?
Well, because she's the one who's sore about it.
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
Even if she's the one who broke it off, she still writes songs about them. Mm. And write about why she dumped them.
Oh.
Diba? Yeah. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, 5-word fantasy, comes from Shai Kulasa.
Shai says,
unlimited life sa Candy Crush. Diba yung nauso ngayon?
Yes.
Even the one you're playing.
Yeah, Diamond Dash.
Diamond Dash, Candy Crush. The whole, you can't play as much as you want thing.
I hate them. I hate them for doing it.
But that's why you're so addicted.
Yeah, why can't they just sell it like 99 cents on the App Store and then we can play it whenever we want?
Then you won't be like this. And you won't be talking about it. And you won't be.
And I want Color Splash. And I want the all those magical powers. Hate them.
Pagkatapos mo ko apin sa Dragon Ball, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. And you're like Dragon Schmack.
But I know what it is. It's not like real to me. Although they erased my really high score.
See? Ante yabang nito magsalita.
Do you know? Do you know who is on top of at least my friends?
Yeah.
Who's on top? Well, one is our music librarian.
Yeah.
Another is Louie. Louis D is number two.
Oh my god.
He's like more than a million. His score is more than a million. Mm-hmm.
So what were you saying again about this old Dragon Veil thing?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag 5WordFantasy. That's FIVE5.
All right, okay? Cool.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 5-word fantasy. Thank you to Chen Hong for suggesting this.
And can I just say a quick thank you to everybody who's been so sweet, you know, welcoming me back.
Yeah.
I actually shouldn't be here yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, I had one more week that I had to not be. I'm not infectious, okay? I guess some were asking, well, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you might infect Chico. No, I don't think
we'll
so.
No hosts from the Morning Rush.
I know.
Let's start off with Camilo. Jumebs ng ginto at diamonds.
Oh, wow. And if you had to do it every day.
Diba? Instead of like something that you don't want to do, it's something you look forward to.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Wag lang sana gold bullion. Masakit. Kasi remember.
Kahit naman gold bars.
kung gold bars, masakit
yun. Even diamonds.
Hindi, pero at least, you know, depende kung ilang karats.
No, and even if they're uncut, I mean, if they're raw diamonds, it still would hurt.
Oh, that's, yeah.
If it can cut glass, can you imagine?
It can cut.
Yes.
Yeah, tanggalin mo yung GL.
Right.
Right. Mad Mutt Mark says, 5-word fantasy, alak not needed for balak.
Oh, I like that.
Diba?
I like that.
You don't need
that
to get them drunk. Si Kawentor says, 4 days lang ang weekday.
Oh, yes.
And then, I think it's more fair.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, parang 3-4, diba? Four days you work, 3 days you're off.
You know, and in some, like, in our industry, for example, even in the States,
mm-hmm.
Steve Colbert has a 4-day week.
Yeah.
He doesn't come to work 1 day of the work week.
I know.
I'm like, what?
Diba? That's nice.
That would be nice.
Camilo says, sumabog lahat ng video game machines.
Because of you singing?
Yeah.
I was never into that.
Ako rin.
Never.
Yeah. Even like if I had a karaoke machine at home and I could sing like in the privacy of my own.
I wouldn't.
I just,
neither
no.
would I.
Yeah. Tonya Marcopio says, very similar to an earlier entry, pagkatapos ng Monday, Saturday na. So Monday, Saturday, Sunday, so, Monday,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Monday. 3 day ano lang week. Mad Mutt Mark says, ban pusong bato sa video game.
Why? What's that?
It's a song. It's a very popular song now.
Oh.
There's even a video of a Nigerian like Navy crew singing
pusong bato
in Tagalog.
Did you do this for a top 10?
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
And but only because it's so popular already. Pusong bato is such a like a karaoke.
Speaking of, now that we're on it, what did you guys say about me while I was gone?
Nothing. That you are such a nice girl. And
see, right off the bat, I know something's wrong. You never say I'm a nice
what?
Girl. Not in a million years would you call me a nice girl.
We told everyone you were the most wholesome of the three of us.
See, I know now what you said. Grabe.
What? But you know what, ah? Okay, ito. I'm not lying. People were saying, oo nga, pag wala si Del, parang hindi kayo sing bastos.
Uy, tumahimik.
Promise.
Ay, naku,
so
whatever.
Many people were saying.
Whatever.
As in, grabbing.
You
grabbing,
only...
Walang kabastusan pag wala ka.
You own... Because you both are so gay when I'm gone.
Ayun nga lang.
when I'm gone.
Yun yung pumalit.
You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. But you really didn't.
No, pero will we miss the greenness? Kasi nawala
you
kayo.
Shut up.
You're the one who
I
supplies
know, you know why you're more green when I'm around? Because you know I'll keep you guys in tow. That's why. But when I'm gone... You feel like, oh no, 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 nobody's gonna stop us.
No.
I think that's the reason.
We just get extra kikay when you're not here.
I don't know.
As in extra, extra. Pero talaga, even people were saying, even yung mga hindi naman, ano yan? Crypto, erotic, cryptic society.
Mm-hmm.
They were really like, oh nga. You're
hey,
not a
green. You shut up.
Promise.
Yeah, but I don't bring on the green. You do.
You do.
You do.
You do.
You do.
And, okay, let's see here. Shai Kulasa, 1 month leave with pay. 5 words.
Ay, nako. Oh, my gosh.
Ang
yes.
Sarap.
Yes.
And also.
Yes to that.
Diba?
In some countries, believe it or not, they have that kind of life. That's
no,
their.
Even here, in certain companies.
What?
I have friends who have like a month leave. Okay, like when we do stuff.
Those bitches.
Right? Diba? Tapos when we do something, I'll leave na lang ako tomorrow. And I want to leave. Yeah, a month. I'm like, oh my
God.
Oh
my God.
Are you kidding me? Are
and
you
it's paid.
Me? Yes. Diba? Also,
Lucky Plucky.
Bababa Bambin says, makita kang masaya sa akin.
Makita kang masaya sa akin. Yeah.
Yeah. Diba? That always works. Also, let's see here. Wait, Emma. I have to get this from Twitter. Tonya Marcopio says, waking up with your smile.
Yeah, if the first face you see has that smile that you like to see every day of your life.
And from that person.
You're lucky.
Bababa Bambin says, itext ako nang niloadan ko.
Because you load, you send them load, and
then
they
forget you.
They forget you.
Diba? That's so annoying. Also, okay, let's see here. Joachim Diva says, umulan ng maraming pera't iPhone.
Oh.
Pero kailangan saluhin mo.
Yeah.
Kasi iPhone.
Masakit yun.
Pwede siya pag bumagsak sa ground, wala na
yun. No, but if it's in a box.
Hmm. Oh, ito ah. He's really like, Very Odette says, mag-almusal kasama ni Nick Holt.
Who's Nick
Holt?
Si
Jack and the Giant.
Oh, yeah. The Jack the Giant Slayer.
Yeah. You know, he's really out there. And remember, ex siya
ni Jennifer Lawrence.
And Camilo says, magka-abs sa kakakain ng lechon. Imagine
yes.
If that's what it takes. Na parang, oh, grabe na, batak na ng abs mo, ha?
Or
oh,
Cheetos.
Grabe, kain lang ako ng kain ng lechon. Actually,
na. Diba? What if you could eat Cheetos?
Hindi, yung lechon, nakakaliit ng chan. Nakaka-melt ng fat.
Tapos
pero yung
Cheetos, ang nagbibigay sa'yo ng abs.
Naglalagay ng muscle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Tapos sabihin ng doctor talaga, no, ano ba, do you want to get healthy or not? Kumain ka nga ng lechon tsaka ng Cheetos. Please. Sama mo na ng soft drinks.
Oh.
Kailangan nyo hindi diet.
Whoa!
Whoa, yun ang talagang...
That's a fantasy. Tapos sabi ng doctor, damihan mo pa ng rice.
Yun! Kaya, Doc, ano bang ano? Sinabi ko naman sa'yo, di ba, alam mo naman yung tama eh. Damihan mo yung rice.
Kain ka nga ng kain ng lechon.
Tigilan mo na yung gulay na yan, ha? Tigilan mo na nga yung gulay na yan, ha? Ano ba? Gusto mo ba bang mabuhay? Tigilan mo na yung gulay na yan.
Ay, kaya, lechon. Samahan mo ng maraming rice. Aanin mo naman yung may lechon. Masustansya nga, kulang naman sa rice.
Diba? Oh. Trabaho ka ng trabaho, workout ka ng workout. Tapos puro gulay naman ang kinakain mo. Eat more of the good stuff. Alam mo naman kung ano yung mga healthy sa'yo eh.
Yung dalawang DJ na nanaginip.
Kasi hindi masarap yung breakfast. Mga pan-diet. Ito na, I think I'm just in day one and I'm already hallucinating.
I know, we had a very healthy, well, mine is a pre-breakfast.
Ako.
That's you.
Ako,
that's
I fade for it. Sa'yo, pre.
Pre.
Ako, fade.
Okay.
The top. Five-word fantasy comes from the Pabili guy.
He says.
Since we're on the topic anyway, let's make this the number
food.
One. Bacon, 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 bacon. Yun na yun. Bacon, 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 bacon.
And never trust people who don't like bacon.
I know, right?
There's something wrong with them. I mean, really, really wrong with those people.
I love it. I love bacon. Tsaka pag ano, when, di ba my favorite is always breakfast buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I load it with bacon.
When you see that container full of strips, golden strips of bacon. Just waiting to be eaten by you.
My favorite bacon is, di ba, ang bacon is like meat and fat.
Yes.
It's marbled. My favorite kind of bacon is that it's so crispy that you don't know where the meat is and where the fat is.
I cook it that way.
Even if you wanted to remove the fat, you couldn't. Because you can't find it.
Because that's
you can't identify it.
That's when it's crispy.
And you know, you know what I do in my head to rationalize? I go, the reason it's so crispy is because there's no more oil.
That's not true. Okay.
You fried all the oil out.
Okay.
And so now it's so crunchy, it's just all the healthy fibrous.
Fiber is not to be found in bacon. I don't think it's found in bacon at all.
That's how I rationalize it. Okay, so. Ito na naglalaway na ako sa top 10. Five-word fantasy. I know. Just key in RX.
Look, space. Let your imagination run wild. Of
why
things
not?
You want to fantasize about.
Exactly.
It can be anything. Not just food. Not just money. It can be sex.
Diba?
I mean, that's
yes.
What that's not green.
It's not.
It's natural. Not. It's a natural urge, people.
Yes. And thank you. Oh, we're trending already in the Philippines, so thank you very much. All right, so the top 10, five-word fantasy. Key in RX space, your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five-word fantasy. That's five with
Yes.
That's five with FIVE.
Monster Radio RX
93.1. Almost said the day. Today and the
sounded
day.
Sounded like you just lost steam.
I know.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's time to get updated again here on The Morning Rush. This Monday, March 4, 2013. The news, it appears that Justin Bieber's 19th birthday celebrations didn't go as planned on Friday night. The Canadian singer is currently touring the UK and held a circus-themed bash at London's Cirque du Soir. Is that right?
Yeah.
Cirque du Soir?
Yeah, Soir.
Which included guests such as his rumored new girlfriend, British singer Ella Paige Roberts Clark, and Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, who is only 14. However, only hours after he tweeted about the big night ahead, he simply tweeted, "Worst birthday." What happened? According to eonline.com, Bieber's entourage was involved in some sort of confrontation with club security, and the singer and his crew exited the establishment just minutes after arriving. Afterwards, Bieber and his friends stopped at McDonald's before returning to the Langham Hotel. Am I saying that right? Langham Hotel?
Langham Hotel.
The previous night, Bieber got an early start to his celebration by going to members-only after-hours club BLC and hanging out with Roberts Clark and a harem of beautiful girls.
Wow. There
what
are a lot.
Happened?
Siguro ang daming ants dun.
Huh?
Dun sa Langham.
Langham?
Yeah.
No, but wait. What happened? It doesn't say.
No, it's like, you know,
security.
Wala lang. Ganun lang. Yung that sort of thing. I mean,
and
nothing.
Enough that you had to leave and abandon your own celebration?
I guess.
Oh, man.
That's why it was like worst birthday ever.
Well, I think it is a little harder to celebrate your birthday when you're out of the country.
Yeah.
And you don't really know where everything's at.
Like, it's not your turf.
It's not your turf.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's 19, folks.
I know. And already, diba, he's talking like he's 35.
I know. But nothing's cuter than a young person trying to seem older.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think we might be watching Bieber go on a downhill. I mean, maybe career-wise, he's going up.
Yeah.
But I think maybe on the personal side.
Yeah. But I guess because he'll have an easier time because he started very early. So he almost didn't have an idea of what a regular life is. Unlike, let's say, when you're a little bit older. And then you get into this whirlwind of fame and fortune. I guess that's when you can't handle it. I think kids are more resilient, especially if they started early.
Yeah.
And they can just go like, this is how life has always been. So it's a little easier for them.
Yeah, but it's like always something's going wrong.
Yeah, with a Ferrari, with a whatever.
Exactly. Oh, no. That's the news. The second one today here on the show. Next hour, since it is a Monday, we'll give you the number one movie in the States every weekend.
Yes.
For now, enjoy the morning rush right here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
And hello to Creeper Hero. I promised. He texted that he saw me somewhere, I think in Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I said, you should have said hi. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, if you tweet me, we'll greet you. So hello to Creeper Hero.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Is that your turf?
What? Ay, nako. Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, here we go.
Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
React. Greet. Be heard. Facebook.com/RX931.
RX931.
Twitter at RX931.
@RX931.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Let's do the top 10 5-word fantasy. Thank you very much to everybody for making us trend in the Philippines. Let's start off with Alan Ruiz. Oh, isn't this all our fantasy? Only honest politicians will run.
Nobody will run.
I know. Maubusan.
No, but I don't believe that anymore.
I know.
Because more and more you see these, especially the younger ones.
Yeah.
They really want to have a better Philippines.
I just hope they don't lose that. Because sometimes it's because they're young.
They haven't been exposed.
And then the more the system swallows them up,
then the more they become less and less
idealistic.
Idealistic. Yeah.
And remember, like now, when people call you idealistic, it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're too naive.
Yeah. Boy Bakal says, "May reset button ang heartbreak."
Yeah, just like you can start all over again.
Hindi mo na kaya, you just press the button and then you reset and you can love again.
Oh,
diba?
Because I know sometimes it takes you too long to get back on the saddle again.
Yeah.
And that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because I think some people bounce back so quickly. I mean, not too quickly, but
comparatively speaking,
it's okay. They don't wallow in the pity party too long. But I think most of us do.
Yeah. Shivana says to bitch slap Sheree Hill.
Just that one
for a
chance.
Change. That one chance.
What if there was a promo? They offered, like, you can slap Sheree Hill for, you know...
One time lang. Pero one time. Bonggang bongga. No, like, who was that? I think Sheree Hill and Vilma Santos saw each other. And I forgot which...
I heard
which
this.
Is which.
Yeah, yeah.
Who said what to whom. But one of them said...
No, Sheree told Vilma.
Ah, Sheree was the one who said, ikaw na lang yata ang hindi ko nasasampal sa show business.
Because if you're a villain, most likely, you would have had your chance with all of the heroines.
And you're right. With Vilma Santos, she's usually the bida.
Yes.
And usually it's the bida yung inaape.
Inaape. Right.
And Camilo says, morning breath, naamoy vanilla.
Oh, or lavender.
Can you imagine if that's how your morning breath smells like?
Or you smell like, I know, your morning breath smells like Marc Jacobs DOT. Oh.
Department of Tourism?
No, I'm sorry. Dot. Okay. The perfume.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Ano ba amoy ng Department of Tourism?
You wouldn't want to know.
Hindi ba medyo may araw na yun? Kasi lakad sila ng lakad. Also, Milka Kutcher. says men will get pregnant instead.
Oh, yes.
For
yes, or least, please.
Or at least pwede niyong pag-usapan or decide.
Yung no, parang, because if we decide, men would never take that opportunity.
Hindi, malay mo lang, di ba? Kasi ganun din, edi if men are the ones getting pregnant, edi magsiswitch lang.
Hindi, what if, ano, what if so you're a couple? Choose. What if you're a couple? Tapos even that, you know how you don't know the gender of the baby
mm-hmm.
until you're 5 months on the way? What if you get married to someone and then you guys do the deed, but you don't know who's going to get pregnant?
Oh, that's nice.
That would be nice.
So parang, oh no, ako na naman.
Yeah, what if...
Oh, that would be nice.
What if biology...
That would be nice.
...chooses the best candidate to carry the baby?
Or at least like half.
Oh, maybe half, right.
Hindi, pwedeng ipasa after a while. Parang, oy, pagod na ako, ikaw naman. Tapos siya naman yung pregnant. Diba?
What if, no? What if you could really, really do it that way? Then you would understand.
Yeah. And Mad Matt Mark says, mawala ang Jeje trending topic.
I know what you mean. Because sometimes you look at the trending topic and you're like, what?
Kasi it's, okay. It's hard kasi we're, you know, we're also telling people to hashtag. But all I'm saying is, sometimes it does nothing. For instance, the reason we hashtag is that so I obviously cannot read all the entries.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hashtag, let's say hashtag five word fantasy, you can see what everybody else sent in.
Yeah,
and enjoy the entry.
Right.
Some
do it
just for their let's say their showbiz idols. They just want it to trend, but they're not really saying
anything. What I don't like is like a whole tweet that has nothing but hashtags.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because, you know, that's the thing. I mean, they're doing it, obviously, for their idols. Mm. And, you know, and it's always nice to see them trending. But it's not fun.
Yeah.
If you actually try to click it, there's nothing going on. It's just people tweeting the hashtag for their
idols. Because some hashtags are really funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can get out. It's like watching a show or listening to a show.
Pag yung, you know, like you read it and then you see entries.
Yes.
Parang ganun. Mm. So. And, also, okay, wait lang. Puro kasi ano, Del will choose Morenos. As in.
Really?
As in. I'm skipping through that.
Grabe.
And,
let's just say that ship has sailed. So stop it already, okay?
Okay. Boy Bakal says, bumuka lupa para kainin ka. Simple lang naman ang gusto niya.
The earth will open up to swallow you.
Diba? Why not? Please. Also, Bababa Bambin says, amuyin kilikili ni Daniel Matsunaga. Grabe.
Why not?
Ay, nako. Okay, and also, Alan Ruiz says, to know all Chico's crushes.
Just ask me. I know.
Why?
The only question naman talaga is...
Ang dami kaya nun.
Ayun nga. Ang gusto lang naman nila malaman yung radio.
Wag na yun. Wag na yun.
Tsaka meron isa na showbiz. I can tell you.
Ay, nako.
So again, if you just wanted to know his radio crush, I mean, his...
Pero in fairness, yun ang totoong wagas.
Which one?
He's a showbiz.
I doubt it. You're just downplaying the radio one.
No!
Yes, you are. Because you're feeling exposed.
No! Whatever.
Sana may radio one meeting.
No!
Doing morning.
Ay, ewan ko sa'yo.
Why do they always have the meeting in the afternoon?
Whatever.
I want to see you squirm. It would be such a pleasure.
Absent ako na.
Asus?
Well.
I don't think so.
Shush! Next, Mad Matt Mark says, ang load na di hinihingi.
Oh, they just pass it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Uno Loco Poco says, hug and kiss Katy Perry.
Oh.
Actually, any of your, kasi naman yung gusto mo sa, like,
right.
An entertainment.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. Also, ako si Poklong says, matalo finally si Maria Regina. Okay, wala na.
Hindi na mangyayari yan.
Hindi, tsaka hindi kasha.
Alright!
Kasi Maria five. Regina, Christina, Jenny Gilman, you pili, six na.
Six.
Hindi na kasha dun sa five-word fantasy. And, okay, last stretch from Call Me Jap, umuwing lasing, pinuri ni nanay. That's not gonna happen.
Never.
Mikey Abello says, Justin and the Golden Bieber. Dapat Golden Bieber. Blue Gray says, cut the traffic a la Moses.
Oh yeah, make them traffic, park. Like Bruce Almighty. Siya.
Exactly. Hmm. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 five-word fantasy comes from Ako Si Poklo.
He says,
five words, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Mamatay lahat ng pangit.
He died?
Hindi na complete yung fifth word.
Kasi namatay siya.
Diba?
Ayun.
Kasi fantasy.
Fantasy came true.
Mamatay lahat ng pangit. Alright, so the top 10 five-word fantasy. If you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five-word fantasy. That's five with F-I-V-E.
Alright, cool.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning
it's
rush.
Chico, it's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part three.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Cheno. Hi!
Why are you panicking?
Panicking!
As usual.
As usual.
Accept your fate. You're never going to reach the top of the field.
I know, I'm trying. Okay, so here we go. Let's start off with...
I'm such a naysayer. No, but it's never going to happen. The day it happens is the day you worry. It means nobody's texting us.
Oh, you're
Nobody's tweeting us. Nobody's hashtagging.
Okay na to.
See?
Okay, and here we go.
Paradigm shift.
No, it's really weird. It's not that I'm... It's just that I want to get to all of them.
I know. Want to make sure that you read all of the tweets.
I'm not upset that a lot of people are sending in entries. It's
You're
more
upset
like
that you don't have time to read
limitations.
All of them.
Yeah, I have limitations as a human being because I want to read all of them. Okay, anyway.
I'm glad that you accepted that you're limited.
Oh, nga'y. Malisi Elphaba. She said I'm unlimited. All right, let's do this. Let's start off with Camilo. Ang maging underwear mo. Hee-hee-hee-hee.
Oh, my God.
Hee-hee-hee-hee is one word, huh?
Yeah, but hello.
Diba? And also, let's start off also, let's also read the entry coming from, coming from Adonis Mabangis, aminin ni Chico, si, tapos he cheated, gawa niyang hashtag Radio One Crush. Parang isang word lang siya. Wag na kasi yun, yung showbiz na lang.
Talaga.
And, hindi rin, wag din yun. Lock on Strata says, maging human sushi bar. Panalo.
Have you seen those?
Yes. I've actually seen those. In Japan, diba?
They're
really lying down.
In the States.
Oh, really? They have
them
too?
Yeah. They have them too. There used to be a time when they would show, like, bodies, you know, scantily clad inside a see-through table.
Oh my gosh.
And then you can drink off the... It's like a coffee table, but it's like... There's a person inside.
Yes.
And you can see them.
Well, diba? Sex in the City.
Exactly.
That's what Samantha was trying to do with that French guy.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
She was lying. That's natutunaw na yung mga sushi. Hindi pa siya dumadating.
And remember, the wasabi on your mm-hmm.
let's say your belly button.
No, something more...
Dun ba? Hindi naman.
No, but I mean, if you put the wasabi sauce...
Yeah. And don't put it there.
Well, if it melts.
Oh.
Because remember, it will kind of... You're warm.
Yeah.
So it's going to...
Oh, I know. Yikes.
Sakit man, aray.
Lori Ann says, mag-break is with a dash, so that's one word of it.
Okay.
Ang mag-break, ang sweet couples. Bitter talaga.
Sobra.
Grabe naman.
Grabe.
Crypto-verbalist says, maging Amerikano ako. Hi, Del. Kasama yun. Kasama yun sa 5 words.
Stop it! Knock it off already.
Ito, I love this. From Doc Carlo. Magka-beach sa bakuran ko.
Oh.
As in, you step out of your house and,
then and
there's
there
a beach.
Whoops, there it is.
I love that. The idea.
Remember, you don't have to bring the beach into your backyard.
Yeah.
You could live by the beach.
Right. And make it your backyard.
Diba? If you bought
a beachfront
property.
Why not? Also,
if you bought a beachfront property,
yeah,
would I have unlimited access?
Unlimited discounts.
Binentahan
nyo kay Bika. Okay, fine.
I knew it.
Ano tayo? Timeshare.
What timeshare? I just, whenever I feel like it, I want to be able to go to your resort.
Pushikate. Sige, fine. No, dapat if it's like a resort.
Oh my God, how selfish.
Dapat pag
ano. I can't believe you.
If I have a resort, dapat one cottage. Just for my friends. Nakatabi siya. Discounted. Talaga, bitawan niyo.
At a discounted price. I can't believe you.
At a discounted price. At may ano pa, unlimited 3-in-1.
3-in-1. Wow.
Yeah.
Sasha.
Sobra.
Galante.
Oh,
sobra.
See?
Sobra.
All right. And coming from Edgy Kauna, Hogwarts letter, 14 years late.
Oh.
Okay lang, kahit late. Kahit you're old
you'd,
na.
You'd still go.
You'd still go.
Yeah.
I would. Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Super Wabi says, maging pilot ng huge robot.
Voltes 5?
Uh-oh. Artemuse says, let's make a baby. Baby. Zarovic says, makasal sina Chico at Gino. Ay, patay. Blue Chub says, women join the ablation run.
They
it's
will
just
never.
Fair.
They will never.
Right? Really? Why mm-hmm. not?
It would be the same as you know these billboards.
Yeah.
If it's a girl there, everyone's up in arms.
Yeah.
A sexy ad, like super sexy,
mm-hmm.
and then you put a guy there, and nobody says anything.
Hindi nga, di ba baligtad?
Ah, baligtad.
They were saying it's the other way around. Remember when the Philippine volcanoes, along Guadalupe, and they had it put down, and they were like, how come all these women in like. Bikinis are allowed on billboards, but the moment it's a guy there, and they were saying because it's the men. Of course, it's the men who rule, quote unquote rule. That's why when it's women, it's okay. But if it's men, it's like take that down. It's gross. Ren Ren Go Away says yummy chocolate coated Megan Fox. Ay. Jelly Shosa says Daniel Matsunaga walking naked publicly. Okay.
How does he feel, kaya?
I don't know.
I'm sure he knows that people think of him in this way.
Yeah. I think it's okay. I mean, you know you're hot. I mean, when you look like that, I'm pretty sure
you know
you're good looking.
But
and it is part of the whole package. You are a model.
Right. From the get-go, that's what you're selling.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. He might have personality.
Yes.
But that's not the first thing.
Oh,
that
yes, he does.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful personality.
How do you know?
Based on my research, he's very personable. That's why we should have him on the show para malaman natin just how
once
personable
and for
he is.
All.
Once and for all.
We were so
ako yung nangahabol ko talaga.
Oh, sus.
Diba? Just to get to know his personality.
What?
That's it. That's all. Alden Policar says, ako ang papanoorin ng artista.
Oh.
Can you imagine you on the big screen and it's all artistas watching you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Madison Camille says, to be literally forever 21.
Nah.
Rainy says, maging CCTV in Mocha's room. Ikaw yung CCTV.
Oh my gosh.
Mikey, the things
you would see.
Diba? Mikey Abella says, magising sa gitna ng young husbands.
Whoa. You're in a young husband sandwich.
And the top five-word fantasy comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
He says,
may picture ang tubero ads.
Sana!
Because it's just
like,
numbers.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
It's just numbers.
Make it easy for people.
To choose.
Oo nga, we deserve to know what our plumbers look like.
Diba?
Oo nga.
Alright, so if you want to join us for the top 10 five-word fantasy, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #5WordFantasy.
Good morning, guys. This is Del back in for the third news update here on The Morning Rush.
Hello, and Delamar.
Don't scare me like that.
No, she said, this is Del, so I'm saying, hello, Del.
You're so strange sometimes. What? Jack the Giant Slayer, the first big budget action film of the year, was anything but a killer at the weekend box office.
Oh.
Jack, a retelling of the Jack and the Beanstalk fairy tale, earned the number one spot on domestic box office charts with $28 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. But
that's big.
Yeah, but here's a big but. Yes, and it's mine.
Yes.
But that was an underwhelming start for a 3D movie that cost $189 million to produce.
Wow.
Plus tens of millions more to market.
Yikes.
So all in all, it's like maybe $200 million. And if
easily,
on the first on the first weekend, it's $28 million,
oh, you're
that's
right.
Not good at all. Jack the Giant Slayer also grossed $13.7 million from 100 and make that more than 1,800 screens in 10 Asian markets. But still, that's not enough. That's less than $50 million.
That is true.
Your biggest take is on your first week.
When you think about it. And when you think how the Harry Potters and the Avengers
and the Twilight, Mission
plus
Impossible
on the opening week.
Comedy Identity Thief took in $9.7 million to capture second place. And new adult comedy 21 and Over finished in third place on domestic, make that in U.S. charts, earning $9 million in ticket sales from Friday through Sunday. Meanwhile, The Last Exorcism Part 2 took the number four slot, earning $8 million. Jack clearly was not a great opening by any means, said Phil Contrino, vice president and chief analyst with BoxOffice.com. He also adds, but I wouldn't rush to call the film a financial flop just yet because overseas growth can really save a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that this is a movie that could do really well in other territories and make up for the fact that the North American haul was a bit underwhelming.
Yeah. And it's not an all-out flop. It's just underwhelming. You're expecting it to go at least in the 50s, like
right.
50 million and
yes.
up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, I follow, what's his name? Ewan McGregor.
Oh, okay.
And he's been tweeting about Jack the Giant Slayer way ahead.
Yeah.
I think he's probably one of the producers or something. Oh, no, he's part of it.
Yeah, he's part of the cast.
And, but not even the buzz created by the stars on Twitter is enough to pull it in big time in the box office.
Aww. It's Mark Singer, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Or one of them.
One of them, I'm not sure.
X-Men directors, blah, blah.
Well, let's see.
Let's see how it,
because sometimes.
Well, for sure it's not going to be one of the big ones. Let's just put it that way.
Remember Spider-Man on its opening weekend, more than 100 million done.
And I can't wait for June because that's summer in the U.S.
In the U.S.
And when you talk about the big blockbusters of the U.S., that's when it comes out. That's late May, early June.
Yeah. Everyone gears up for it. Actually, that's why you'll have your favorite shows taking a break.
Yeah.
Because
September.
Until September because nobody really watches movies. I mean, nobody watches the TV shows when the big movies are out.
Exactly.
And they're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go. That is the news update for the hour. I'll have one more up my sleeve. I'll give it to you next hour here on The Morning Rush. You're still with C and D on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
You know why the Americans don't watch TV during the summertime?
Why?
They're all in Boracay. Diba? I mean, all the...
The Americans are in Boracay?
Yeah. No, I mean the foreigners. During summer, to go to the beach. Ay, hindi baliktad pala. They go to the beach when it's winter there.
Huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know, like for instance, why the our beaches?
Oh, you mean
peak
season? They come here.
Yeah, they come over.
Oh, okay.
They come over because it's so, like, even the Koreans and... What?
No, I'm just thinking of one American. He hates the sun.
One particular American
can't take the sun.
Yeah. No, but that's why the Koreans, the Japanese, even
because
they,
it's
even
so cold
for them,
in their, yeah.
It's so cold
in their countries. They want to enjoy the sun here.
Exactly.
Aww.
All right. Here we go.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
Ba, 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 ba.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
What? What are you laughing at
may
now?
May mga entries lang eh na controversial.
Like what?
Later na lang. Ah, sige, sige. Ito ka, babasa ko
sa'yo. Sige nga. Let's see. Okay. Huh? Can I see? Oh my gosh!
Ay, nako, kayo
please
talaga.
Please click on hashtag.
Ay, kayo talaga. Grabe.
What? Ang dami namang
actually, marami naman.
Controversial.
Oo,
eh.
Marami naman.
Wow.
Grabe kayo, ha?
Ayo!
Ay, nako. Ay, nako.
Well, we let's go. Just say that there are opinions.
Yes.
There are very strong.
And everyone is entitled to it. Diba?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone. All right, so here
everyone
we go.
Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but you're not entitled to my attention. Diba?
Yes.
I reserve the right to listen.
True, true.
Or not to your opinion.
Ang ganda. Okay, here we go. Let's do the top 10 5-word fantasy.
You know what?
What?
Someone was DMing me. Bill. Sino crush ni Chico?
Ay, nako.
They started. You know what? You have to bid. My price is...
Stop.
What? I can sell information?
Oo nga eh.
Diba?
Hindi,
why
pero
not?
Yung isa lumalala.
Yung isa? Sino doon?
Basta, yung isa.
Yung celebrity.
Mm. Okay, let's just say...
Hey, ito ba yung kinakwento mo kanina?
Thank you to everyone for hashtagging. We're still trending in the Philippines.
Yay!
Thank you very much. Here we go. Let's start off with Cristiano Ronaldo. Kainin si Ding Dong yung chichirya. Yung chichirya!
Hindi si. Kasi si is pantukoy na pangtao.
Name eh.
Hindi! Name na, kahit proper name, dapat hindi si...
Eh, Ding Dong parang name, di ba? So, kainin si Ding Dong, yung chichirya, di ba? Yung parang, hi, hello chichirya, kakainin na kita. Oh, di ba? So,
tawid lang tawid.
Nahahagit
kung
naman.
Kung kailan traffic. Kasi bakit, that's the best time, di ba?
Oo nga, di ba? Run MD Run says, one... Universal Tubero Hotline Service. Yung isa na lang natatawagan mo. Yung parang ano, no, diba? Just like a hotline.
But I agree. Dapat my face.
Actually, no.
Diba? I mean, even if it's legit.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to know who's going to service your...
What point will it be to have... to see how they look like if you're looking for a skillful plumber?
Kasi sometimes there's, you know how you judge people by their looks. I mean, everyone
exactly.
says we shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it's also a survival, it's a survival thing.
Oh.
When we can't get to the personality of a person, I mean, you have to judge like, can I trust this person? Am I willing to take a risk to have this person come into my house?
Based on their profile pic.
Yes.
Ganon.
Yes.
Ganon.
Yes.
Ay, nako. And also... Jamie, well, you know, a lot of people were just saying that every time you play cups, nagpa-practice sila with a paper cup.
You know, my niece.
Trying to, yeah, so many. Like, even in my family, they're all practicing.
I know. Because there's a tutorial on
there
the
is.
Web.
There is. A lot. Mm-hmm. So many. Also, Adonis Mabangye says, 5-word fantasy, launch ng book 3 bukas.
Ayaw.
Sobra kayo. Hindi pa kami tapos sa signings.
Wala nang 3.
Yeah.
May 3 pa ba?
Meron. We'll find out. And, hey.
Alam ko na yung color ng next book natin.
What? Yellow.
No. Oh, yeah, yellow. Pwedeng yellow.
Pwedeng pink.
No, green.
Green.
Green. Yellow or green.
Tuta lang laman, green.
Now you can judge the book by its cover.
Hey, thank you to everyone. Apparently, we're number one again in March. For National Bookstore. Thank
Yay.
You. Yeah, third straight month. Thank you very much. Also,
you know what? I have no stories from my staycation.
Really?
It's boring.
Kasi nga, I mean, it's not really
I'm
a vacation.
I'm so bored. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
Internet.
My internet sucks.
Yeah.
I'd like to see who it is.
I know. Don't. Fortunato says, pumangit lahat ng kaaway ko. Mm. It helps. Riam says, maging boylet ng matronang celebrity. Why would you want that?
Because your life is made.
Ah, well, yeah. True. Ugly Kid Joey says, matutong pumila ang mga pitoto, ang mga Pinoy.
Oh, Chico! We know what you're thinking of.
No! Matutong pumila ang mga Pinoy. Diba? That would be nice.
I was in the grocery store yesterday. Yes, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Anyway, and we were all going through the elevator.
Yeah.
With our shopping carts. But of course, when you see other people ahead of you, even if there's no line,
yeah,
you know that the people you saw there when you arrived, they should be the first ones going into the elevator. And you know what? Some people just didn't care. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to fight for this old couple. Like, but I was way inside already.
Inside already.
Because I was ahead of them.
And you wanted to say...
Wait, you get out. Yeah. You get out and let them come in. But I couldn't anymore because I was... It's one of those elevators where it's like huge.
Kasha yung cart, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's like, it would be weird if I can't order people around, you know?
It's just one of
it's
those
It's just, things. You feel bad. Yeah. Like, there's something is wrong in the world.
Yung parang, you... It's not a rule. Mm-hmm. But you... You gotta have some sort of like basic decency. That,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
nauna sa pila.
Sila mauna, diba?
And also, Riam says, magsuntukan si Bieber at Pacquiao.
Yes. Yes, please.
Diba? Jai Bunso says, eat, sleep, repeat.
That would be the life. That would be the life.
Pero kasi, the reason I'm having such a problem with how my body looks like is because I eat, sleep, repeat. Mad Butt Mark says, ang boobs may self-support. Lilo Boy says, Friday.
Because the gravity really takes hold, diba?
It does.
Yeah.
Lilo
they
Boy
say
says,
that's why we scrouch. I mean, we kind of... Our bones shrink as we get older.
Yeah.
That's why you see people hunched. They're a little hunched as you get older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And remember, the longer you've stayed on this earth, the longer gravity has been pulling on you.
Have you seen Upside Down?
What's that?
It's Jim Sturgis and...
Oh, yeah, I saw the trailer. Have they showed it already?
No, not yet.
I saw the trailer. So how come you've seen it?
No, I said, have you seen it? I didn't say I saw it.
Okay, so have you seen it?
I've seen the trailer.
How come
no,
you're
I've
so
seen
fast
the trailer.
When it comes
I've
to
seen,
the movie?
No, I've seen the trailer.
What about the movie?
The trailer lang.
Are you sure? How come Del?
No, do you know the premise of the
yes.
movie?
Yes. No, going back nga. Kasi ako trailer lang talaga sa YouTube.
Ang Radio 1 crush ni Chico ay...
Ay, nako. Ang bilis mo ha sa movies. Ang bilis. I'm really impressed.
5 araw ka ba namang nakatikin?
And the top, I mean the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 five-word fantasy comes from Lilo Boy.
Lilo Boy says...
Yung fantasy niya hindi scenario.
Oh.
It's just basically Friday, my favorite F word.
Oh, that's right.
That's your fantasy. A day. It's a not day. Even like
Friday.
Something that will happen.
Oh,
diba?
Wow, yeah.
And Friday really makes you so happy.
Yeah.
The same way that Monday really pulls you down. Friday naman like, pulls
naman,
you up.
Kawa naman ng Monday.
Kawa talaga.
Yeah.
Diba? So the top 10 five-word fantasy. If you want to join us for today, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five-word fantasy. That's five, F-I-V-E.
Mail. Fail. The morning
it's
rush.
Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush. Part 4. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today.
I would just like to thank everybody who told me that Upside Down was seen a few weeks ago, was shown a few weeks ago.
That's my point. But you, did you see it here when it was shown? Obviously, you didn't know that it was shown. That's beside the point.
Thanks for highlighting the problem. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Lang cuenta.
What? I was just asking.
Well, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Inception.
I know.
Yeah.
Even the trailer.
That fall, the city falling over itself.
Because you've seen it. I haven't. And...
But it also reminds me of Blade Runner.
Not just the city turned over on itself. The look.
The darkness.
Yeah. Mm. It's very darkly lit. And
it reminds me of your perspective. Of your overall perspective in life.
And it reminds me of the opposite of your time.
Wala kang kwenta.
The opposite of your type, so it's not dark.
I don't have a type.
Yes.
It's not skin-based. My type is not skin-based.
It's what? Geographically?
No. No.
What? Huh? Hemisphere-based.
I want to stab you so bad. So bad.
And para sa bagay, you can disprove that if you fall in love with an Australian.
Is it down under?
Oh, I mean, nasa baba siya, southern hemisphere. Pero you've never had a thing with ano?
With ano?
Latin American.
No, there was this. Remember the Ecuadorian kissed me?
Right.
That was weird.
Oh, pero that one was like
I had no thing. For that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You're coming out of the loo in a party and someone just grabs you and kisses you.
What did you do?
What? I was too shocked.
Yeah.
And remember, do you remember how tall he was?
Yeah.
He was like, what, six feet tall?
Wow.
He was very tall.
Well, I barely remember him, but yeah, I remember.
I was scared.
Oh, pala,
yeah.
No, that's
I come out of the, I opened the
South
door.
South American.
Yeah. So I was scared. I was just scared.
Wow. Pero scared. Just scared? Scared thrilled / thrilled.
No.
Just scared?
No, just scared.
Wow.
Because if you don't like the person, then, you know, like, no thanks.
Oh, man, I remember now.
What if somebody kissed you as you're coming out of the restroom? Someone you don't like.
Ah, someone I don't like.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was somebody I like,
obviously.
Whoa, hello there.
Diba?
But if it's not someone you like, and it's
I suppose.
And it catches you because, one, you don't expect it as you're coming out of the loo.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it hadn't happened to me in a public place like that. And it took me a while. And when I knew what was happening, I was like, ah, gross.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Right. Oh, nga, no. Okay, so here we go. The top 10 5-word fantasy. Oh, yun ay mga fantasy. Let's start off with Ella Promdi. 8 hours straight sleep every day.
Oh, that's... See,
that's the ideal.
And that would make you really feel optimum at an optimum condition.
Yeah.
Because if you get 8 hours of straight sleep, no interruption, they say you're not even supposed to wake up in the night to pee.
Yeah.
You know, if you do, either you drank too much water before sleeping.
Before sleeping.
Or two, they say it's a sign of, they say diabetes.
Yeah, that's what they say. And, Oh Yes Mimi says, maging common ang common sense.
Because it's not as common.
Not as common as it should be.
As it should be.
Let's see. Ako si Poklong says, makatikim ng katas ng sweldo.
Mm.
Di ba minsan parang in-out? Yung parang it's in and it's gone. I mean, you get your sweldo and
some
it's
gone. Some days
are
like that.
Ay, nako! Really? It's in and it's gone. Ay, just go. Okay.
You know, it's heaven sent. Because I needed to renew my ATM card.
Yeah.
My ATM.
Your ATM.
Yeah.
And ATM card.
Yeah. An ATM card. And it was like, because I didn't have an ATM that worked, I couldn't get my money. So I'm being forced to save.
To save.
I love it.
Also, let's see here. Okay, Roswell Batusai was just saying, tweeting but not tuned in yet. I really need the radio. This is not I'm just saying. It's cute lang.
I know.
They're like, join us. They're not even listening yet.
Mm-hmm.
And also, coming from Dwayne B, makapulot ng brand new iPhone 5.
Makapulot.
Na walang ano ah. Dapat walang yung what you call
it's not, it,
the pin.
Walang pin, tsaka hindi siya locked anywhere.
Hindi siya locked. Mm. Targrod says, utot na amoy car freshener. Oh, that would be nice. Oh, and Targrod, see you later.
Oh, and congratulations. I mean, best wishes
in
to Targrod, who's getting hitched today.
I know! I cannot believe it.
I can't believe it.
No, because, I mean, you know, like, we've been with these guys, like,
for years.
Since they were, like,
fetuses.
Hindi naman.
Hindi naman, mga
zygote. Hindi naman.
Zygote.
Diba? Also, Stealthy Rashi says, kissing scene kay Aubrey Miles. Talaga Aubrey Miles.
How specific.
I know, right? And also, Dwayne, Hamilcar says, Greece, Paris, Ireland, London, Maldives. Just places. I guess
say
that's
that
the bucket
again.
List. Greece, Paris, Paris. you know what?
Greece, I was Paris.
Because I almost said Greece.
Say it again.
Greece,
okay.
Paris,
uh-huh.
Ireland,
uh-huh.
London, uh-huh. Maldives. Tsaka kasi Maldives. Kaya Greece, Maldives, Paris. Ay, naka. Parang ano ba yan? Like, we were eating in an outdoor restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
In Eastwood. Wala na yung restaurant na yan, but we used to be like, anyway. So we were eating, tapos sabi ng mom ko, sabi niya, wow! Kasi outdoors eh, no? You can see the sky. Sabi niya, wow! Kare-kare! Rice! Bagoong! Under the stars! Parang Paris! I was like, sa kamakakakikin.
Bagoong!
Sa Paris! Bagoong at kare-kare sa Paris! parang ano fail yung kanyang ano. Okay, di ba usually when you do that, it's like it's as if you were there doing exactly the
I
same thing.
I think what
thing.
She meant was you're eating Filipino food, but al fresco, which is very European.
I know, but it came out really wrong. Kare kare, bagoong, rice, under the stars, parang Paris. Tsaka Paris talaga. No?
Pero the older people really say it anyway. Yeah. They don't
Paris,
say Paris.
Diba? They don't say Paris. TNAC says Matt Bomer is not gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's her fantasy. Paul Jeffrey says kumikita ng pera habang tulog.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, no? Edsa Walker says makainuman Kikay Barkada sa Amanpulo.
Yes, please.
Mind.
If you invited
basta
us.
Sagot mo.
Uh-oh. All expense paid.
Lilo Boy says maging happy na si Adele.
I think she is.
I think she
she's
is.
She's in trouble, actually.
Yeah. Why?
No, because she's happy. Happy. How can she write songs?
Wait, if she wrote Skyfall, that she's already with her husband?
No, but Skyfall centers on another person, not on her own experience. And she's doing a documentary.
Yeah.
Right?
And the top five-word fantasy comes from Targrad.
Targrad says.
Mr. Wedding Boy.
Mr. Wedding Boy today.
Brips na kumakamot ng...
Targrod, on your wedding
supply
day,
supply the fifth word na lang, ha? Supply the fifth word.
Mm-hmm.
Brips na kumakamot ng... Parang wala ka na kailangan gawin, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay na siya eh.
Saka parang,
automatic
na,
na
self,
eh.
Ano, self-scratching.
Alright, so there you go. The top 10 five-word fantasy. If you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five-word fantasy as in five, F-I-V-E.
RX931.com.
Good morning, guys. As promised, one final news update here on the morning rush.
Wow, that was fast.
Spotlight on Rihanna this time.
Again.
Rihanna is not apologizing for her rekindled relationship with Chris Brown. In fact, she recently told Britain's Elle magazine she's grateful for the fresh start. The couple broke up in 2009 after Brown beat her up the night before the Grammys. They reconciled in 2012 and spent Christmas, New Year's Eve, and Rihanna's 25th birthday together in Hawaii. The pair also sat next to each other at the 2013 Grammy Awards, despite the past drama. Rihanna says, their relationship is serious. She explained, quote, we got a fresh start, and I'm thankful for that. Right now, that's what we want. A great friendship that's unbreakable. Now that we're adults, we can do this right. Addressing the controversy surrounding her decision to take Brown back after what he did to her 4 years ago, Rihanna then says, quote, I have my own reasons. Very, very private reasons. Very personal. But the bottom line is, I know him. I had a lot to think about, and I had a lot of time to think about it. I was trying to do this for myself. You don't have that feeling with everybody, so when you don't have it, you don't want to let go of it. I would definitely say that he is the one I have that kind of relationship with, unquote. The Barbadian beauty also told the magazine she definitely wants to start a family someday.
Not yet, but someday.
But someday.
She's basically saying, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
So when you say stuff like, I have very personal reasons why I got back together with him, she's basically saying,
don't ask
I
anymore.
Have reasons. I'm not about to tell you. Leave
exactly,
it.
Right.
Move on.
I know that a lot of people are, you know, coming down on her just because she's getting back together with a boyfriend that's, you know, he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Let's face it. The thing is, I really believe her.
Yeah.
It's none of our business.
I mean, you're not saying that you believe her that it's going to work out.
No.
For all you know, it could, you know, turn out to be another disaster. But the point is, it's her life.
It's her life. And
yeah.
she's going into this eyes wide open. And I don't think she's in any kind of like illusion or delusion that he's not a bad guy.
I think it's really because everybody likes Rihanna. I mean, so
they just don't want her to get
you know
her
how
again.
It is when you love a celebrity.
You're not related to her.
Yeah.
Entitled
to, you care for her. So you don't want her getting hurt. You know how it is when you love a celebrity.
And we're scared.
You're scared for her.
Remember, the first beating was that bad.
Yeah. But when you saw the pictures of her, my gosh.
And records show that it only gets worse. Mm-hmm. So how worse can it get?
Yeah.
So
and
you're
I guess,
scared.
Regardless of her bad girl image, she's always like, bad girl this, bad girl that. People, I think in general, are so protective of her. I don't know what it is about her that people tend to want to like take care of her or be afraid for her. Because let's face it, if this was like, let's say, Pink, who seems so tough, or Christina Aguilera, you know, you're not as protective of these other celebrities.
She has that Britney Spears vibe.
There, you want to take care of her. Mm-hmm. You're afraid for her.
You know, I really thought she looked drop dead gorgeous during the Grammys.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, this girl is like a Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
She had the hair.
Mm-hmm.
She had the body for it. And it's like the red dresses she was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Immaculate. I mean, you couldn't really do anything to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful. I just believe that she knows what she's risking.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows what she's... And I'm just putting myself in her shoes. If I loved a man the way that it seems like to me that she loves Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all want to take our chance?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not espousing wife abuse or girlfriend abuse. It's not about that.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about her. And this is something that she knows.
Not us. This is her gamble.
Yeah, this is her gamble.
And she's not actually saying, parang, this is the best for me. What she's saying is, let me do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mistake or otherwise, let me do this.
If it is a mistake, it's my mistake.
You know, this is like the classic, it's almost like a daughter talking to her parents.
Yeah.
You know, like the...
It's just like Ariel fighting with her dad.
It's as if the public are her parents
and she's saying,
let me make my mistakes. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying, let me do this.
We just hope that nothing worse happens, you know, that
it
does not escalate to anything that she will regret for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the news. The last one today here on the show. There's more to come on LiveWire. It starts at 10. You'll have Rico Robles and Francesca together live and airborne at 10 o'clock only here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
I wish I were named Mordecai.
Why? Do you know who Mordecai is?
Yeah. Especially about like Mordecai and Delamar. What do you think? Wala lang, parang Mordecai and Delamar.
Did I walk into an off-tangent city?
Yes.
Okay.
Diba? Mordecai and... It's the Morning Rush with Mordecai and Delamar.
You're not Jewish.
I love it. I love
it. Do you know who Mordecai is?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's a prophet in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know Esther.
Mm.
Esther,
you know, like,
is
I know of
Jewish
them,
girl.
But I don't know their story.
She's this beautiful Jewish girl who married the king.
Mm-hmm. Mordecai is the king?
No. Mordecai is his uncle, is her uncle.
Her uncle.
Who was telling her, you know, you have to be careful, but you have to fight for your people.
Yeah.
So Mordecai is a prophet and Esther is, please correct me if I'm wrong.
What's their main thing? You know, like how...
She pleads for her people.
No, but what's Mordecai's, like... Like, if you're to... Who's Mordecai? Oh, he's the one who... Joseph with a technicolored coat. Or
no,
Daniel in the lion's den.
He's Esther's...
Uncle.
Uncle.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, there's no main... You know how Moses parted the
but
Red
supposedly
Sea?
Supposedly, Esther is a super beautiful girl. That the king couldn't help but fall in love with...
With?
Yeah, with her and her people when their people are not supposed to be together.
Yeah. I like that name. Mordecai.
It's very Jewish.
You know, it's like Mordecai and Delamar.
It reminds me of Eli.
Yeah.
Eli, Mordecai, Caleb, those names.
Kakai.
Velasquez? I don't think that's a biblical name.
No. It just rhymed. Eli, Mordecai, Kakai.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's it. Here we go.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monst Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Chen Hong. Thank you. The top 10 5-word fantasy. All right. Thank you. It's still trending in the Philippines. Thank you for always hashtagging. Let's start off with.
Okay, well, you figure that out. One of our sales, one of the sales of RX just came in the booth.
Yeah.
To give me my ID for the Suits interview.
I know, right? That was your, like, press pass.
My press pass. And it has Delamar on it.
I know,
and then
right?
Suits.
Aww.
Aww.
Mark Oliver Young says, hindi na kailangan visa abroad. Me too. I really want this. It's always the stressful part. Sometimes you have na your ticket, you have na your resort, tas biglang
you're denied. Well, the nice thing about the Southeast Asian countries is that if you're staying less than 30 days, you're okay. You don't need a visa.
I love it. There's this thing that came out on the internet and Facebook. They came out with the list of all the countries that you can visit if you're Filipino
without
a visa.
Ah.
And it's like, wow, ang dami. Ang dami rin pala.
And it's just not the usual suspects.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But not bad when you look at it. It's really like, wow.
But also in Europe, if you only need a visa for your port of entry.
Yes.
So if you were going into, let's say, France, you only need a French visa. After which, you can go around Europe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, let's start off with... Okay, let's start off with Shivana. World peace, I thank you.
Very, beauty diba? Pageant.
Kina Gonzalez says, Utak na may Google installed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You would seem so smart.
Diba? Parang, it's almost like instead of it's in your phone, it's in your head.
It's in your head, so...
Who knows, diba, someday.
Maybe.
Diba, who would have thought that we would have a gadget na it's on your cell phone and that you would even have a cell phone that has a gadget that tells you everything?
Somebody was pointing out like 15 years ago, as recent as 15 years ago, if people said to us, you know, you could actually watch a movie on your phone,
diba?
Nobody would
who
believe you.
You'd think, parang usapang lasing.
Plus, it's the stuff of Star Trek.
Exactly.
It's something that you just see in a sci-fi whatever. But now, it's real.
Diba?
What I want is, you know, in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy,
there's a
babblefish, and it translates for you.
Mm-hmm. Just like the remember 1984? We were just talking about this. Big Brother, where they got the term Big Brother.
Big Brother.
George Orwell's book, 1984, mm-hmm. where there are signs everywhere. Big Brother is watching,
mm-hmm.
and it's like think CCTV.
It's
everywhere.
CCTV, exactly.
But there's this quote unquote Big Brother who's watching your every move.
Parang eagle eye.
Yeah.
The one with Shia.
Yes. And here's the thing. When he wrote that book, it was called 1984, which was supposed to be in the distant future.
Yeah, but he wrote it in the 60s.
Yeah.
Right?
And his version of 1984 was so different from what 1984 was.
Right.
Diba? So it's like, it's funny how what we think the future will look like.
Did we ever think that TVs would be this thin?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a generation of kids, so we'll always think the TVs are this thin. But if you're older than 20, then you would have seen a TV where it was like, I still have mine.
Exactly.
The one that has a huge, like, backside.
Like the backside, mm-hmm. yeah. And also, Keiko Bilio says, Frozen Margarita by the Beach. Gina Boy's enjoying that right now. Tiara says, Puede pasa battery pag low bat. Imbis na pasa load, pasa battery. Yung, di ba? Ang aliw yung thought. Joy Bunso says, matulog sa red velvet cake. Like a giant
tapos
red velvet
mo,
cake.
Tapos pagising mo, kagat ka na.
Di ba?
Tapos ang kumot mo yung cream.
Di ba yung chomp, 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 tapos tulog ulit.
I like that.
Cyberway says, nalulunok ng smokers, usok nila.
Yeah, I agree. Because if you want to smoke, that's really your
thing.
Choice.
Yeah.
The only problem is, it's the air that's for everybody.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
The shared
problem.
Air.
The shared air. That's the only problem. But if you swallowed your own smoke, it would be okay.
Paul Jeffrey says, huminto ang edad sa 25.
You'll be forever 20. 21 na.
Yeah. Oh, ano?
Diba?
Diba? Targrad says, amoy chocolate ang hit ni Manong. That's the fantasy. Camilo says, tayo ang umangkin sa China. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 five-word fantasy comes from Run MD Run.
Run MD Run says,
meron kang pet na wild animal. Yun yung peg. So every morning, gigisingin ng jackal. Diba, imagine mo, jackal, yung meron kang pet jackal. Diba wild animal yun?
Yeah, whoops, there it is! See what Chico did? I waited.
No.
It happened at 9:40.
What? I'm just saying. Diba, like a wild animal. Imagine if you have a wild dog.
So, paano? Ano yung five-word fantasy?
Every morning, gigisingin ng jackal. Diba? So it'll probably, like a dog, secret, it'll lick your face to wake you up.
It's a canine.
Yeah, it's a wild canine. And every morning. Ang sarap na, no? Araw-araw. Pagising mo, ginigising ka ng jackal. So, great!
Wow! Okay.
So, the top 10.
Bahala nga tumawid bagsa.
Yeah, bakit? Like, pwedeng hyena. Gisingin ka ng hyena.
I hate hyenas.
Or gising ka
Remember
ng lion.
Remember the hyena in The Life of Pi?
Yeah. Blah. So, the top 10 five-word fantasy. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag five-word fantasy.
E paano kung manghihiram ka ng jackal? The animal. Bawa. No, bawa, I don't have a jackal yet.
Oh, pahiram ko sa'yo.
Oh, what would you say kung manghihiram ka naman?
Ano?
Pahiram. Pahiram naman ang pet mo.
Ayon.
That's what you say.
There you go.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monst Radio, RX 93.1.
You know what I just noticed?
Yes.
This opera bed ends with Dede.
Huh?
Yeah. Didn't you hear it?
Dede, Dede. Like that?
Yes.
Grabe.
Wala lang.
Bubu, tapos Dede.
Bubu, Dede.
Dede.
Dede. Listen to it later.
Oo nga, no?
Yeah.
Buti na lang yun yung mga syllables na inuulit nila and nothing else.
Nothing else, just those.
Uh-oh, medyo dangerous.
I don't think we would choose this bed if more green.
Diba? Pero it would be so much fun.
Yes, it would.
If we actually had to know. Okay, grabe to, ha?
Final batch na.
Si Teriyaki was saying, Del, will you share the crush of Chico Garcia in return for a MacBook Pro?
Yes.
No, she will not.
Yes, I will.
Because friendship is more important than MacBook Pro.
That's not true. Yes, I will.
Yes, you will.
Yes, I will.
Pagpapalit mo ang ating friendship.
Yes, I will. Hoy, MacBook Pro yon.
I know, right?
If you were... Well, wouldn't you, as my friend, want me to have a free?
No.
No?
No, not really. Okay, here we go.
How selfish.
The top 10 five-word fantasy. Okay, let's start off with... Lori Ann. Kumain lang ng bandehadong fries.
Yes.
Ang sarap naman.
Fries for the whole day.
Diba?
Yeah.
And also, Lilo Boy says, every day may morning woodpecker. Yung kasi diba, ang ganda ng sound nila. So it's nice to wake up to a woodpecker.
I've actually never heard them.
Ever?
Well,
but I did tell you, right, that my only encounter with a woodpecker, there was a woodpecker in front of our house.
There's a woodpecker in the Philippines?
Yes, apparently. Kasi
it was, nakawala lang.
You know the tree right in front of our house,
yeah,
right?
The big
when
one.
You're on the second floor, I was watching TV, and then when I turned it off, suddenly I heard... And then I looked out the window, stayed there for a couple of minutes, and I saw it. It was boring a hole in the wood.
It's a woodpecker.
It was a woodpecker.
Pero baka naman nakawala lang yun.
And
is it endemic?
I think we have woodpeckers here. Yeah, our version.
Because you do know, like, in Dasma, there are squirrels.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, they say...
It's not, they came, somebody let them loose.
But remember, we have squirrels in Palawan. Real, I mean, like, endemic.
Endemic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They're just furry
rats. I don't know if they escaped or anything. Pero there are. Bababab Bambin says... Pag nasaan ako ni Mario Morer, the Thai superstar.
Yeah.
Madmat Mark says, oblation run sa EDSA gagawin.
Mas magta-traffic.
Gabriel Yap says, nakakapayat kumain na ice cream.
Yeah. Oh.
And the top five-word fantasy comes from Jyoti.
Jyoti says,
Filipino Pope via text vote. Kung ganun lang ang labanan,
Pinoy,
oh my gosh,
yan.
We would so win.
Right.
And one more from Jyoti, piece of air na European tour.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yung parang magbarakay ka lang,
if,
yung,
diba?
Yung price.
What if?
Oh my gosh, yung parang 1,000 pesos, may, you can go to Europe
oh
na.
Oh my gosh.
That would be such
what
a dream.
What about us?
Okay. Five-word fantasy.
Ako.
Sige.
Magkaroon ng maraming pera. Yung marami talaga. As in, I don't have to worry about anything anymore.
Oh, sige. Ako, guest crush on Morning Rush. Wala. Nobody. Nako, wag kayong mag...
Hello.
Don't team up on me.
Girlfriend.
I have
one?
A lot.
Ayun nga, which one?
Oh, sige, the showbiz one. The showbiz one.
Go oh, ahead. I know. Oh, wait. Do I know this one?
I don't know, pero... Basta! No.
He's getting so
what
scared.
What network?
Ako, alam ko!
No. Wag na yan.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm really strong with the universe nowadays.
Can I?
Yeah.
Pwede mag-iwan ang
no.
Game.
Yeah.
Hint lang, ha?
Hint lang.
Not dangerous hint, ha?
I don't think this is dangerous.
Okay.
That's where it gets so, I know. Tanong na lang. Nakikinig ba ito sa Morning Rush?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. The top 10 five-word
yes.
fantasy.
That's a yes.
The top
yes.
10 five-word fantasy.
Oh my gosh, Chad is here.
Oh my gosh, hello.
Of the National Bookstore.
Hi,
Chad.
Wow.
We've been missing him in the book launch and the signing. He's here.
Yes, hello.
Are you being interviewed on Livewire?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Hey, we gotta go.
All right, we have to go.
Overtime,
thank
yeah.
you very much. The return of the Lamar.
I might be gone again tomorrow.
Okay? Bye,
all
guys.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
See
bye.
Ya.
Get ready. React, greet, be heard. Face facebook.com/rx931.
Twitter
@rx931.
@rx931.
Check it out.